Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Supposed to have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio. Another edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Time, what's good?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Look at stuff. What's up, baby?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Not much. Is that Miss Peaches with us?
Of course. You know it is.
Okay, how you doing?
All right, and how you doing, baby?
I'm good. And last but not
hey,
least, Miss Janine, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Fine.
I'm doing good today. Today's a good day.
All right.
Every day is a good day when you wake up, bruh.
All right.
All right. You know what? I can go with that today, brother. I can go with that. Get off that
Tuesday,
motherfucker. I understand, brother. I understand. So,
man, I go to church I go to church now, man, just now during football season, that's all.
Okay.
So what's up, y'all? Talk. Let's get it going.
I mean, he had me quiet on that one.
I know he did.
Well, I can't miss the game, man. Already told the pastor. I'll see you in February, bro.
Oh.
I guess he understands.
All right.
Yeah, check this out.
Well, check this out, y'all. First of all, we're in the chat room. So if y'all on sincityradio.net, come on in the chat room. Check us out. Second of all, y'all talk about, bro.
It's funny. Say that again, man. I ain't hear you.
I said it's funny that you brought up sports. The women in sports mixed up.
Hell yeah.
I'm just asking. I mean, so you can sit down and watch sports with your lady.
Yeah, we watch the Packers every week.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. All right, so now I'm gonna start with this though. Can you watch sports with your man?
I absolutely can. I love football. I'm not so much a basketball fan. I will watch the game, but football season, fuck yeah.
Okay. All right, Miss Peaches, what about you?
Of course, you know I will. And bake a cake on top of that.
Here you go with this cake shit again.
All right, what's with this cake shit?
But you know I will, yep. Have our little snacks right there. Have our little beer or whatever you drink and smoke. Do your thing and watch the game. Be like, hey, yay, touchdown, field goal.
All right. Janine, you watch sports with your man?
I don't watch sports. I suck your dick while you watching sports.
Okay, there we go. Now we're getting somewhere. Sucking your dick while watching the sport. You know football games come on every week, right? Even on Mondays.
Okay.
Oh, I just thought I'd throw that out there. Shit, I mean, you know. This is it. What you think, dog?
Yeah.
Getting your dick sick while you watching the game.
Hell, that'd be nice. I mean, imagine busting in 2 minute warning. Right as they going in for the touchdown.
Oh, God. Damn. Let you go get a drink at halftime, kick back, relax. That final fourth quarter. Oh my God, it just got intense then. Okay. All right. Let me ask Miss Peaches.
What's up, baby?
You get freaky during the game?
Oh heck yeah! It wouldn't be no game if you don't.
Okay, all right, that's what's up. So,
hey,
I mean,
already know.
okay. Now, see, I don't mind. See, now, I
now let me ask you a question. Do you get freaky during the game?
Now, that depends on what we're watching.
Why it got to depend? If you have that urge at that moment, won't you just handle your business?
All right, if I got the urge, but I mean, like I said, if I'm into the game and I'm just off into it, then yeah, I'll probably wait till after the game. Unless I put it this way, during the game, you would probably have to initiate it with me. Now, once you initiate it, shit, I don't care if the Raiders win or lose.
That's right. Good answer.
Yeah, he talking about, man, did you see that pass prior through?
Mm-mm.
But you was watching
but
the game.
Yeah, I seen it, but it wasn't that one.
The game was just on. I can't say I was watching it. All right, so what about you?
Well, I'm with you, first of all. It depends on the game. but here, yeah. And especially if my team is up, oh, fuck yeah. We can go here and play a little while.
All right, dog, what about you, Kate? I mean, do you do it? I mean, or do you just be that far off into the game?
Like everybody else said, it depends on the game. You know, I got the red zone, so I see all the games. So, shit, it don't matter to me.
I'm sitting there watching the game, and she starts like my dick. I guess we're going to have to TiVo this.
There you go, DVR.
That's right. Yeah, let me hit this button. Shit.
Still won't miss the touchdown.
Now, can you please finish doing what you was doing earlier?
Sure will.
That, man, I mean, that y'all are some good women. I mean, because you got a lot of women to be like, well, I ain't fucking with him because he watching that damn game.
Well, I mean, you know, if I'm playing Call of Duty, you know, that's different. It's a different game.
So you wouldn't get
those
big sucked while you playing the game?
Probably not.
You would actually push
probably
off?
Not.
You would actually,
hey man, if I'm about to rank up, man, I need to concentrate. I need one more kill. Hold on.
And I'm finna give it to you, goddammit.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm pressing pause. Hey.
For real, you can push pause.
You can right. push pause online.
Man, I'm just not going to play online then. I'm just going to play by myself. I'm not playing online.
I used to play this game, man. I used to play Strip Tekken. Y'all heard of Tekken before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fighting game. I used to play Strip Tekken, man.
All right, now how exactly does that? I mean, is that a video game or y'all were just playing and the loser had to strip?
No, it's a video game. If you lose, you got to take something off. I'll be up every day practicing, getting the moves done. I ain't never losing. I used to do that shit all the time, man. You know, you got to find somebody that's down to play it with you, though. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Somebody also that you could beat.
Right, exactly. That's the whole purpose. I mean, it's my game, shit. I'm practicing all the time.
But see,
I call
you
up like, hey, you know, you want to come over, have a couple of drinks, you know, play the game or whatever. You know, if she a gamer, it's all good. Once you get a couple, couple of shots in her, it's good to go.
Okay, you may go to bed.
All right,
but
now, see
what
I
do
I,
is I let her beat me first. So you got to let him win for a little while. And then you slip in there.
I did that before. Remember that NCAA game? Remember back in the day? It was for the first PlayStation. They had the NCAA game, and the one guy could shoot three-pointers from half court.
No,
he was from Wake Forest. Anyway, this guy... He could hit from half court, but the thing about it is that old girl didn't know it. So I betted her, and I'm like, if I lose, you know what I'm saying, whatever you want, whatever she, I'm like, but if I win, I get some head. So she was like, okay, and I gave her like a 30-point lead. Now, granted, she didn't know how to play, but she was like, okay. I could play good enough to a 30-point lead that I could keep it going. I hit a 3-pointer every motherfucking point. Every point was threes. Came back and won by 10. Needless to say, you know, I was like, hey, give me what you owe me. Give me what you owe me now.
It's fun, man. You just got to have the right female to do it with, man. You know, some females be like, oh, I'm not playing that shit. You know what I mean? If you get one of them ones that like to play the games, shit, man, you have a whole lot of fun.
I mean, that's all you got to do is just try to have some fun with it. All right, so now, ladies, let me ask you, what's your idea of a fun night? I'm going to start with Janine. Janine, your idea of a fun night?
A fun night is not going to be playing no game.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take the game out. We're going to take the game out.
All right.
I mean, I don't play video games, so that wouldn't be fun for me. So
okay.
I don't know. I could set up a night of us. I mean, going out, hanging out, getting a woman, bringing her back, getting a hotel room in a jacuzzi. Drinking and just having fun, kicking it.
Okay, all right. I'm off for the weekends. I just thought I'd throw that out there. All right. Okay. Peaches, your idea of a fun night.
Well, fun night to start with, you know, making sure all the kids and grandkids is gone. It's just you and me. Nice hot shower. Have some fun, then another shower, whoop you in some dominoes, play you in some bowling, wrestling, and then all night long.
Okay, all night. Okay.
She said wrestling.
Right. Yeah, I like to wrestle.
Wrestling.
Rawr.
Hi, Lucas. What about you?
You didn't ask Miss Dimples.
Because I'm not on the phone.
I didn't know Miss Dimples was even on the phone. Hello, Miss Dimples.
Here
how
she
you
goes.
Doing?
What's up, guys? Y'all fried. Stop bothering me.
Hey, well, you already
sexy
on here.
Out. Little sexy out doing some grown folk things. So she'll be back with us next week.
Okay. So now, Ms. Dimples, what's your idea of a nice night out?
Shit, everything. I like to do it all. I play the Xbox, so shit, if he trying to chill in the crib, we can hit the Xbox, play some sports or something, shooting games, shit, movies, drink, you know. I keep it kind of simple.
Oh, okay. You ain't say nothing about fucking, though.
Because that's going to come automatic. What do you mean?
I just had to throw that out. I mean, shit.
Nah, that's
going to
come automatic because I'm going to be the one to start that off anyway.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask you a question. What's your evening fun time like? And then I'm going to ask Father Time.
Okay, well, let me get to Liquor Store. I need to hear her version of fun night.
Oh yeah, ask Liquor Store. I can't wait to hear this.
Well, for me, my idea of a fun night. Okay, good drink, good food, good conversation. I need it to be sexy all the way around. You know, just. Chemistry. You know, me, I'm a homebody, so I don't necessarily have to go out or none of that shit. We can do it all in the house. I can make the house out, you know what I mean? You know, and definitely good, passionate, sexy, hot love making at the end of the night.
Yeah, y'all be spanking them with the Bible.
You know what?
What's up?
I'm not fucking with me.
Did you just say spanking him with the Bible?
She did.
You going to hell for that.
Oh, God.
God is not going to forget that one. I slap him on his ass with my book.
Feel that.
That's fucked up. Hey, Janine, you know that was fucked up, right? You know that was fucked up.
She know.
Feel the power.
Right.
I feel the power. She ain't got no business.
She gonna walk in with a little negligee. The Lord is my shepherd. He knows what I want. Miss Parker, Miss Parker.
You know what? Just wrong. Just wrong.
Well, I know what my night consists of. Me laying across the bed, butt naked, with a whole 10 packs of Now Ladies for you. There you go.
Hell yeah.
Now Ladies, Laffy Taffys. Shit, fruit chews, fruit roll-ups. It don't matter.
Airheads. I thought about Airheads, you know, because you
can stretch that out and wrap it around. And when you run out of them, I got some halls.
You ain't stupid.
I'm just saying.
Run it.
Man.
Halls.
Man, Halls is a motherfucker. Halls is how you sitting there talking about, oh, Lord.
What?
Lord have mercy.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on now, Miss Peaches. Don't tell me you ain't never used Halls before.
I haven't used a lot of stuff in my life, but Halls, I don't know. I ain't never tried the Halls.
Okay,
girl,
hold on.
You
now,
put a
now,
couple
now,
of
now,
halls
now.
In your mouth.
Oh, there you go. I'm about to tell you. Janine can break it down for you. Go ahead, Janine. Break it down for
them. You know that food they're feeling, they can feel it right through their dick.
That mixed feeling.
Oh, I'm going to have to try that one.
Yep. Get a couple of
halls. I'm going to have to keep them in your mouth. Ladies, just ain't tried the hall.
Keep them in your mouth and suck on them while you're sucking on this dick. Oh, he's going to love that shit.
Oh, right.
Yep. It's like icy hot, but oral.
Okay. I got to try that. I got to let y'all know how that works out.
Okay.
You know, all right, now you can't be.
What'd you say?
You can't get too excited about it and get the biting and shit.
You, it's a haul. Like she said, it's a smoother. I ain't going to want to bite it.
I'm just saying, the mother flavor, hey, they got new flavors. They got strawberry and all that shit now.
I know, but I'm going to get that mentholated can.
Them the ones you get to. Them the ones to get.
All right.
Well, hey, what's that commercial, like a York peppermint patty?
You are like, silly.
Feel like you on a, what they say, you feel like you doing a skiing down a mountain and all that shit. And all. But yes, Lord.
It's funny to me.
Yes, Lord.
Dog,
you have the halls yet, dog?
No, I ain't never heard that, man.
All right, Father Time.
Oh, shit. Well,
I didn't even know you could use them for that.
What?
Always, when I think of halls, I think a motherfucker got a cold.
Well, hey, Mother Nature.
We're about to relieve all them symptoms.
Right. Mother Nature in trouble tomorrow. This motherfucker.
Right.
Fuck
around and think I didn't went trick-or-treating. What you doing with all this damn candy?
You ain't got What's your favorite flavor? Oh, man. Hey, dog, check this out. You like my mug, man? 50 ounces.
I used to have one of those, man. My brother got one of those for my birthday one year. You can stick them bitches in the freezer and everything. They will not break.
Hell yeah. 50 ounces.
I am so jealous. Cheers. I want to get one so bad. Y'all make me sick.
I had one for like 42 ounces. You can put a whole 40 in that bitch.
I just did.
I don't know what this shit. I'm going to get some in it. I've been watching it.
That's what's up.
Hey, a whole 40-ounce of bill. That don't make no
sense.
Hey,
but check this out, man. I'm going to tell you this game I used to play, man. And I was dating this young lady a long time ago. Patty. She called the show a couple times. Me and her was dating. She turned me on to this game, right? It's kind of like hide-and-go-seek, right? But, you know, you butt naked and the house is pitch black. You know, me, her sister, and my roommate, we used to play this game, right? I'm like, what kind of game? You know, they're trying to describe the game to me. I'm like, what kind of game is this? They're like, you know, everybody just get naked, cut all the lights off, and somebody got to be it. Now, am I the only one ever played this game before?
Well, I ain't played it with no multiple players, not like you did, because I'd be mad motherfucker I bump into him. Hey, hey, motherfucker, get your motherfucking ass back. What the fuck is wrong with you? Nah.
Well, the second time we played it, we had cold words.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Yo, you get a little too close, bro. Ice cream, motherfucker,
yeah.
Ice cream.
Oh, man.
It's a cool-ass game, though. It's fun as hell. I ain't never played that shit before, but I had a great-ass time. We played that shit all the time.
Well, I can see Jadine acting like one of them old helpless people in the movie. Oh, I fell. Help. Help. Butt naked in a doggy-style position. Help. Somebody help. But, yeah, right here.
Oh, I found you.
What you say? I say, fuck it, man. Let's all get together and play. What you think, dog?
Sound like a plan, man. I play that motherfucker any day. Any day, any time.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Play what?
Oh, see, she didn't see. And he said it's like a hide-and-go-seek, but what it is that everybody gets butt-naked. Mm-hmm. And I guess the object is to see who's it. But like I said, my problem is this motherfucker trying to bump into me. Hey, motherfucker. I know you played. You done fell down like so many times. I told you fell down like the girl that the helpless victim. Oh, help. Is she in a doggy style position? Help.
No,
me.
What we
I
did,
fell
we,
down.
Did it in the, we did it in the dark, though. Like
right,
a path and go seek in the dark with men and women, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you got to touch and feel to see who it or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I played that.
Man, that's the only part of that touching shit. I get to touching this motherfucker. I'm going to go crazy.
That's why you got cold words, man. Cold words, dog. If I say ice cream, motherfucker, you too close.
No, Ed, you going to be trying to, y'all ain't going to be trying to touch and see it. Y'all going to be fucking this shit.
Okay.
Right there. That
little
pussy right there. That's a pussy.
You're damn right. I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm like Ben Diesel, man. I can see in the dark.
Hey, Ty would be high. He be like, God damn, I'm hiding good. These motherfuckers can't even find me.
Right.
We ain't trying to find your ass.
Hey, I'm sorry. You gonna be that. That one will come out 45 minutes later. Hey, where everybody? These motherfuckers are starting the orgy. I'm sorry, brother, but shit. You was hiding so good, we didn't want to interrupt you. I ain't trying to find. I'm strictly trying to find the ladies. Okay,
it's pretty cool, though, man. It's pretty cool.
But you're supposed to have more. You're supposed to have more women than me, anyway. That's all.
You're damn right.
You're supposed to have more women than men.
Right, because as far as I'm concerned, motherfuckers coming is me and time, but that's it. And any other motherfucker, you ain't been a part of the show.
You don't call every week. You can't enjoy the benefits.
Hell no. Hey, can I come? They said they don't like you. What?
Ain't no bad.
Hey, man. That's what they said, man. They said they don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Get that Tupac on them.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
He ain't on the team.
Fuck it, I suggest we put a game like that together. Everybody game.
We gonna call it Sin City and Seek.
I like the way that sounds. Sin City and Seek. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody down.
I'm down.
Miss
Dimple's down.
Okay, so everybody know we playing. Simon.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, Peaches? Miss Peaches,
you
right?
You know your Peaches is right here, baby. You coming?
Not, as long as you ain't making no cakes.
I ain't gonna make no cakes. I promise I'll leave the cake at home that night.
All right, get that shoe. Everybody be too goddamn full to eat, to play. Boy, them motherfuckers, man. She put her ass on. Fuck we come over for anyway? I'm just saying.
I ain't gonna want to eat no damn cake. Y'all ain't ready yet. I'm coming. That motherfucker kicking.
Well, you know how you go to some people's house, they just force you to eat. You sure?
Okay.
I would ask, would you like to have a taste? Is your choice yes or no?
Yeah, I want a taste, but I ain't talking about the cake.
Hey. All right. I got a cake for you, though.
Okay. now, let me ask y'all. Now, I was having this conversation earlier, and to me, my guy was asking me, like, okay, you know, let's just say we're in the age of texting and all this, and, you know, well, I guess sexting, you know, if that's what they call it. And somebody that sent you these messages, like, ooh, when I see you, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I mean, are you supposed to be cordial when you come over and wait on them to initiate it? Or are you supposed to, I mean, do you feel like, all right, well, shit, we already said this is going to happen. Let's get down and dirty with it. I'm gonna start with liquor store. Am I supposed to wait? Am I supposed to come in and be cordial?
As soon as you come in, we're going to say our hellos. Okay, yeah, and then it's on because, shit, me personally. I was ready when you said you was on your way, so.
Okay.
Maybe it depends on the person. I don't know.
I mean, because if you're telling me, okay, when you come in, I'm going to suck your dick from the back. But then, so I get that shit. I'm about face. Go ahead. You want to go to the store with me? No, I didn't come over here to go to the store. I didn't come over to do none of that. But then motherfuckers say, well, all you just came over here is for sex. What? How does that work? I mean, I'm not understanding that. So, Janine, What about you? I mean, if I came through the door like, hey, I came over here to fuck, I mean, are you going to be offended?
No, I mean, if we were sexting that day now, if we were sexting 3 days ago and you just not showing up, like, oh, okay.
I can dig that.
Yeah, if we were sexing that day and you came that day, then that's different. Of course, you come through the door, you know, we do what we do. But I'm just, yeah. If we were just doing that a couple of days ago and then, you know, you never showed up, then I got stuff to do.
Hey, you show is cold, mama. You sure is cold. All
right. Remember, she was the one. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Miss Peaches, what about you?
Yes, it's on and cracking. But as soon as you go in the door, we're going to go straight up there to that shower first, and then it's on and cracking.
You know, I had a woman do that to me before.
Well, because
I had a woman do that
to
me.
And I was kind of. The only reason why I say that is because I don't know what you did all day, where you been. I know you probably went to work, went home, changed your clothes. I want to, you know, Teddy Pendergrass singing good. I wash your back and you wash mine. You know what I'm saying? Come on, baby.
Well, you know what? Now, and dog, somebody did me like that too. And I got kind of offended. I was offended
big time.
I got offended because of simple fact, like, what you thought I was going to come over your house stinking? You know what I'm saying?
No, but I just still want it clean, especially if I'm about to be kissing and sucking it from head to toe. I got to have it extra clean.
I'm sorry, but I'm saying, I mean, if I've just called you and said that I'm on my way, you know what I'm
saying?
Okay. I'm not going to come from just playing motherfucking basketball and come straight over there. I mean, I'm
okay.
Finna go to the crib. I'm finna do all everything I need. I'm finna make all my preparations. I'm finna jump in the shower, put my
okay, then
on.
I can respect. Then it be on and cracking. As soon as you come in the door, all you gotta do is start taking them off while you at the door, ring the doorbell. The door might be even already open for you. Because I'll be standing there butt naked waiting.
But now you say, but how would you know I did it? I mean, yeah, I got offended. I walked out. I told her, fuck you and your pussy. Fuck you.
Oh, did you really? I don't know. Just too. I guess a certain person. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to smell no sweaty balls. I want to smell a clean man when he enters into the home. So when I get ready to start, you know, because I like to suck on them too. So, you know what I'm saying? They got to be groomed and, you know.
I'm going to tell you my situation, dog. I walked in the house. She told me to sit down. She, you know, she was like, go ahead, take a seat. And she walked out the and she came back with a towel and a bar of soap.
What?
Like, here you go. I was like, huh?
That's not right. No.
She was
that's
like,
not right.
I can't do nothing with you until I know you clean.
What? Nah, see, that ain't right. I mean, because it didn't happen sometimes when you don't even have to take a shower. But if you tell me you already cleaned up, you're on your way, then like I said, once you enter into the door, it's on and cracking at the door, on the steps, in the kitchen, on the living room, in the dining room, in the bathroom,
like
wherever.
She didn't do it. I mean, I still took a shower, but I was still offended at the same time.
Right. She shouldn't have came at you like that.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I love dog.
Nah, you don't do nobody like that.
No,
I mean,
I didn't leave, man. I went up there and took a shower. I wasn't tripping. I mean, I was offended, but she was as good as hell, though.
You know, this is some bullshit. Pass me the soap,
right. I'm in the shower talking shit like a mom. Listen, what the fuck am I doing? Well, I sure went on in there and took a shower, though, dog. I ain't gonna even lie about it. I did.
Miss
Dimmy.
I love, dog.
That shit was on point.
I don't know. I don't. You know what? A man who works and you've been sweating a little bit or something like that, I don't got no problem with that. I ain't trying. You ain't got to be smelling like Irish Springs all the time. I mean, damn, it ain't like I'm going to be that down there licking at your sweaty balls and shit all the time, but I like to have you a little sweaty.
Hey. I'll be over there. I'll be over there right after the basketball game.
I mean, like, you've been working half the day. You see what I'm saying? I say you've been working half the day.
Right.
I sneak home. You sneak home. You see what I'm saying? We get a quick
right.
fuck in. I ain't about to have you take no shower because you've been working all, you know, working all morning and shit like that.
Okay. Okay.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
Right.
I'm saying I'm about to be licking and sucking your asshole and no shit like that, but, yeah, we can get down and dirty and fuck real quick, shit. I'll go back to what's better, like dick and pussy, shit.
Oh,
yeah, this shit, goddamn it. Spat it.
Yes. I feel like that, you Brian. Hey, yes.
All right, so hold on, man. I put some music on here, goddamn it, I'm gonna play it. So we about to jump into this song. I like this one. I don't know if y'all ever heard this one before, but it's pretty tight. To me, anyway.
Whatever you're wearing, I want you to take it off. I want you to light a candle in the lights in the bedroom. Prayer told me, girl, on your neck to set the mood. Cause I got the formula for love. Just let me show you. You ready? Mm-hmm. Cause we'll be making that sweaty sheet. No sleep till 4 in the morning, love. Let's use all 3 in the back. Scratches on your back, love. Broken Jimmy love, I better pull it out quick love. Do you want me to stop now love? Cause I ain't ready for no baby love. That can't wait love. And what about your roommate love? That feels too good to stop. Just let her watch this kind of love. Soon as we hook up, you know what's going down. You know I like to hear you make that sound.
Arch my back, can't put the work in.
Rushing on your face cause you know I'm about to rock your world. I see
freaky.
Come here, girl. Shut up. Do you like it rough? Let me pull your hair. Let me take you there.
Can't stop, won't stop, not until I hear you.
All right, y'all, welcome back.
Hey, I like that song, man. Did he say he's going to be slapping them? Did he say he's going to be slapping them cheeks?
That's going to be fun, man.
I'm saying, did he say he'd be slapping them cheeks?
That's what he said.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm talking about. Shit. Get aggressive. Miss Peaches, where you at?
I'm right here, baby.
You like what they
get
aggressive?
Yeah, I like that. That was smooth. That's something I can put on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, now let me ask you, do you like when they get aggressive? Or you like to be the aggressor?
I like when they be aggressive, and I like to, you know, and sometimes I like to be in demand. Like, I want to tell you what to do. Because if you ain't doing it right the first time, then I got to tell you what to do, and then you're going to have to listen to me from top to bottom, bottom to top, sideways, and all the above.
I don't know about all that now. Come on now. I got to listen to you all the time.
If I say, no, not all the time. Just if you ain't doing it right the first time, I'm going to let you know. You know what I'm saying? I'll be nice. I'll be like, well, baby, you know, it ain't hard enough. Or, baby, you know, you're going too slow. It's like, you know, I like it fast, slow, medium, whatever you got. But, you know, I'll tell you.
So, wait a minute. Let me ask you then. Let me ask you. Because my thing is this, I feel like we supposed to pretty much, unless we just feeling like we in our caveman type mood, which we get into from time to time. I will admit that. I know I have. But
I like it.
Okay,
sex is important. Sex is like, I like it different ways. I don't like it the same old way. I mean, hang me on the chandelier, do something. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
All right, and I understand that, but I'm saying us as men, I feel like we supposed to pretty much, we pretty much can adjust to whatever moment that we in, because all we got to
right.
do is pay attention to y'all body movement. Like, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, we see you biting on that bottom lip, like, motherfucker, we know, all right, pound this shit. You know what I'm saying? We see you with the lips pouting. We see you with your lips pouting with the mustaches look. We know it's more like, okay, you know, take time.
Right.
Okay, we got a cute on, first up or something.
What you say, dog?
No, I thought we had. I just heard a lot of feedback. That's all.
Oh yeah, I heard it too.
So now,
yeah, I heard
ladies,
it too.
Now, ladies, should we be able to pick up on that vibe? Or I mean, is it just me?
No, you can pick up on it.
Okay, I'm asked, ladies, liquor store. Should I be able to pick up on your vibe?
You should be able to. I mean, shit, there's a time and a place for everything. You know, today might be a quickie day. Next time might be a, you know what I'm saying, slow groove day. The next time
right.
might be a caveman day. I mean, it's never the same. And it
right.
shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Like, you know, you might be thinking you feeling like, it's a slow grind kind of day, but I'm feeling like I'm gonna need for you to be smoke this shit. So, it just all depends. It depends on the situation. It depends on your chemistry. So, shit, if we getting it in there and we both feeling all right, then yeah, you picking up on my vibe and I'm picking up on yours.
Okay, all right, Jadeen, what about you?
Yeah, I think the man should be able to.
Okay.
I think that's what they're supposed to do.
Okay.
I think they're supposed to lead. That's what I feel. You're supposed to lead.
The man, you believe the man's supposed to lead?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm
your lead.
okay, you feel like, all right, okay, whatever he said, whatever mood he's setting, I'm going to adapt to it.
Yeah.
Now, I can agree with that. What about you, Tommy?
Man, I got 75, dog. That's it.
75 pump.
Well, you get what you can within that 75. That's my mood right there.
Well, maybe she want a slow 75, dog. I mean,
I can go slow, I can go fast, but you gonna get 75. I'm gonna let you know right around 73 is almost time.
Hey, Father Time, do you be counting?
Sometimes.
Oh, MG.
I mean, you know, boy, if you I did like a bunch of push-ups or something, you know, right before, yeah, I count to see if I went over 75.
Oh, MG.
Go. Shopper's
Club.
All right, that's all you get.
75 pumps, boy, boo.
Hey, it's a good 75, though. I don't be bullshitting.
Okay, but you're going to be sitting there counting? I don't want you to be sitting there, one, two.
No, I'm not going to count out loud.
But how are you going to concentrate?
Yeah, it's easy.
I don't know.
That's all I got. I got 75, man. She got to deal with it.
And you tell her up front, all you got to give is 75 pumps.
That's all I got.
So what happens if you get 80?
See, that's a good
day.
You got
luck. You got luck.
Have you ever went for the gusto and just went for 100?
No. I ain't made 100 yet.
You ain't had the right one.
Let me ask the lady the question. If the man, okay, let's say you're doing your thing, and he busts like within 30, good 30 pumps, and he already busting. Don't y'all take that as a compliment?
Hell no. Yeah, I mean, to each his own. I'm going to say that. To each his own. Peaches ain't going for that.
What I'm saying, though, if it's 30, you know what I'm saying, that means you got some good stuff. That means it's good to
him. Okay, good. You better pump it up, fill it up, something.
But, I mean, in all honesty, you really don't have a fucking choice, because once he come, he's done.
Let me give y'all a situation. I bust in 30 and turn around and go straight to sleep. You don't take that as a compliment?
Selfish, stingy ass, no fucking bastard.
Wow. I mean, that's complimenting you on your stuff.
No, it's not.
I mean, it was that good.
Okay, but you know what?
You know it's that good when you got started.
Here's my problem. Here's my thing. It's like, with a situation like that, it's like, that's when I'm starting to get there. And I'm just now starting to really, you know what I'm saying, sink into me that you're fucking me. So then you come, which means I'm not satisfied at all. And no, I don't take that as a fucking compliment. That is, I could have worked out for them 30 pumps and got a better satisfaction out of that.
I could have did
100 sit-ups.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, I don't agree with Father Time on a lot of things. But now, if you sitting there and you ain't, and you talking about you just not getting revved up, you wasn't even into it before up until then, then, well, I mean, hell, what's the purpose? Well, I gotta agree with him right there. If you acting like that, well, I ain't gonna get excited yet.
I mean, it's not an intentional thing. It ain't intentional. You know what I'm saying? It just like okay, maybe I said it wrong, but it's just like with the woman, we don't. Okay, I mean, me personally, you know what I'm saying? Them first couple of few minutes is like okay. We're getting into the groove of things. You haven't really began to, you know, really strike my finger
no.
like this yet.
No, my pussy, when that dick is, does she know it's coming? Pussy is way already.
I'm not talking about getting wet. I'm not talking about being interested. I'm not talking about that at all. What I'm talking about is, I mean, okay, look, I ain't never met a woman yet. I know what you're saying.
I have came.
I don't.
He could do 10 pumps, and I done came already. Shocked the shit out of you.
Are you fucking, can I get his number?
And I ain't talking about just coming. I'm talking about squirting coming. And I'm like, God damn. So I know that shit, it happens. He don't have to do all that.
I'm
not to say that he's finished after that. I'm just saying I have came that quick.
Yeah. Half the time,
for me it will be.
Half the time they don't even know when we came or not. Most of the time they don't give a fuck. So that's not even a question.
That's fucked up on your part. That's a. I mean, because my whole thing is this. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, if you sitting there like, all right, it's 40. I mean, we done went through the first 15 minutes, and you talking about, oh, now I'm finna get into it. Man, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be like, okay, well, if you ain't into it, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm into it as soon as my dick hit. Soon as we get naked, I'm into it.
It's not a matter of being into it. It's just
right.
Some women have, you know, maybe my spot is a little deeper than, you know,
shit.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know how to even put it into words. It's not a matter of time on the clock. It's
right.
not a matter of time, you know, how many pumps you gave me. Maybe, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. So you're not into it right away? I mean, as soon as it gets started, you got to build up to it?
Of course I'm into it because that's why we're having sex. You know what I'm saying? Because we're into it. We are in sex mode. But what I'm saying is sometimes, like I said, it's not, okay, if you're humping me, maybe I don't want to be humped. Maybe I want to be, you know what I'm saying, slow grinded, you know. So you humping me, and I'm not really feeling how you're giving it to me. So I try to tell you, you know what I'm saying, slow down. But by that time, you're damn near there. I'm like, okay, this was not satisfying for us. That was satisfying for you. Now here's the thing. If you can give me a round two, all right, I can let that go. But if it's like, you know what I'm saying, you hump me for 10 minutes, you got yours, and I didn't get mine, and now you sleep, and I got to go watch Pornhub or some shit like that, I'm not satisfied. So tomorrow, I'm not going to be so apt to just give it to you.
Man, I'm sorry. I got to pull what you always pull. That's not what you said.
I said I didn't
you
make
said
it
by the time
it
I
right
get
word.
Into it, it's over. But... I mean, I just think, hey, I'm just saying.
I'm into having sex because we're having sex. I mean, I said I didn't maybe know how to put it in the right words. You know, of course.
What I'm saying is.
I want to get the same thing out of it that you want to get out of it, but maybe necessarily,
Maybe you're thinking too much. Maybe you need to just sit back and relax.
Maybe you're thinking a little bit too much.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, if you sit there, okay, well, he got to give me at least 45 minutes. I mean, if you just kick back and relax and just enjoy the the 10 minutes that he might have gave you,
I'm not measuring anything in time on the clock. First of all, if I'm sitting there watching the clock, we don't need to be having sex, period.
No.
So I'm not measuring it.
Okay. Hold on. Before you finish that, now, I mean, the way that you said it, it was like he said he got 75 pumps. Now, I mean, if that's the 75, I mean, all I'm saying is that if you, and I mean, a lot of people, he only did it for 5 minutes. Well, try to enjoy the 5 minutes. Enjoy him. I mean, if the dick feeling good to you, enjoy it. I mean, if you kick back and enjoy it. If you kick back and enjoy it, you might be like Janine that came in the first 10 seconds, and now everything else.
I've had pleasurable sex that did not result in an orgasm, so I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, damn. Can I get on for a round two? All right.
See, I see you tomorrow. I'm done. My 75 is up.
Ooh.
I got to take a nap.
Well, so see, after your 75, you don't regenerate.
He's speaking for himself, man. Let's put this disclaimer out here. With the things the Father Time are saying is strictly for Father Time, not of CNC Radio. He's on his own free will. He said it's because of him. I didn't agree with 75. But I understand that 75 might be a little scarce. But damn, at the same time though, now look, so you did say you like what shit. I mean, you know, I mean, it's like you sound like a motherfucking. I ain't being funny, but you sound like a 75 Buick. Oh, shit, you got to let that motherfucker warm up 25 minutes.
No, not at all. Maybe it's my particular situation. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe I'm a little bit randy.
Okay, well, I mean, I understand that. But I'm just saying, you sit there. I mean, if me and you were dealing like that, I would have took that as offensive. Like, oh, damn, what the fuck you mean? You know, motherfucker, you gotta want. It's like I gotta get warmed up.
Ain't nobody on this show right now ever been like, okay, all right, we went once, okay, and now I'm ready to go again. Ain't nobody ever been like that. Am I the only one that has multiple rounds in them? Like, seriously?
No, but see, it's not. It's how you presenting it. Now, I'm not saying this is the way you present it to a man, but if you are presenting it to a man the way that you sounding on the show tonight, I'm kind of like Father Time. I don't know, fuck it. I'm finna leave. Ain't nobody got time for this shit. That's it.
I might not know how to put it in the right words. You know what I'm saying? But shit. Okay, when I got multiple rounds of me, I'm not ready to be done after one. However long, however many pumps. I'm not ready to be done after that. I want to keep going. I want to do it again.
Focus, and all I'm saying is focus on that first one. If you focus on the first one, you might be, I understand. I mean, shit. Hell, we like to fuck. We want to fuck more than once, but I mean, I'm saying, if you focus on, I got to get two before, I got to get two before I'm satisfied. Man, focus on the first one first. Focus on that first one. Get that one out of the way.
I didn't mean it all like that, okay?
That's how you came off, though. Now, that, I'm just saying, right. That's how you came off. That's all I'm saying. I'm a shit.
Oops. Wrong one, man. This is the one I meant to play.
Maybe I don't know how to put it this year. I ain't
thanks,
saying
girl.
It like,
thanks.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I would have got offended. I mean, if you'd have came to me like that, I really would have got offended. Like, you know what, man? Yeah, all right. I'm like Ja Rule. I still fucked you.
I ain't gonna cut you like that. I'm hoping we can get on again. I'm not gonna do that, but shit. I might be thinking it in my head. I don't mean I'm gonna present it to you like that.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, like I said, I mean, that's just like I said earlier. Like Janine said, shit, I mean, hell, anticipation is a motherfucker. I mean, but if you didn't set your standards kind of like, kind of high. It's like, oh, I got to have two. I mean, well, what if, whatever the case is, like the quickie thing, like the quickie. How do you present yourself for that? Like, okay, it's a lunch hour.
A quickie is a quickie.
Hold on, little Wick. Let me ask you. Okay, you know it's a quickie. You know it's a lunch hour thing. I mean, do you still go in with that same attitude? Like, oh, okay, you know, I know this is a quickie, so it ain't gonna be up to my standard. Because that's what it's sounding like. And I'm just saying, the way you presented it, it sounds like, you know, it's this standard that you go by, and a quickie couldn't possibly be up to your standard. So it's like, what do you do in that case?
No, I'm not. Again, I'm not saying it like that. If I know it's a lunchtime quickie, what do you? I'm going to get my bang out of that quickie. But I'm talking about if we in a situation where we, you know what I'm saying, have time and, you know, round one is over and now you want to fucking pucker out on me, okay.
Okay,
now
so
I'm sitting here twiddling my toes for the rest of the night. That is not all right.
Ooh.
Hello.
Yeah.
So have you ever got another off a quickie?
Yeah, I
have. I knew it was a quickie.
You went into
okay.
it when you was getting ready to have a quickie.
Okay. So, I mean, this is just a whistle. I'm just throwing this out there. And if you go in with that expectation, like, well, I mean, the quickie is pretty much just a quick enjoy. So maybe if you go into the whole night expecting like that, let me go in with that type of attitude, everything else is just extra. Everything else is just more fun.
All right, well.
But now,
there you go.
I'm just saying. If you go in talking about this motherfucker got to give me two rounds right off the bat, he'll give me two rounds.
Oh, my goodness. I will beat somebody into the ground. I done already said I might not know how to express it. That's not what I mean, Cass. Good grief.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how we can fix this.
It might be how it came out, but that's not what I meant.
I'll tell you how we can fix this. I'm going to tell y'all how we can fix this. I'll give you 37 the first 15 minutes, then we'll take a 15-minute break, and then I'll give you the other 38, 45 minutes. Ta-da.
You crazy.
He is.
Crazy. When I said you heard it from Peaches and the rest, you are crazy.
That sounds like good math.
It equals 75 and 45 minutes.
I'm not going to allow you to just give me 75 pumps and then end it on me. No.
I mean, you're making this
thing really
justifiable that you know what I'm saying, that he can't fuck. That's not all right.
Not justifiable. Right, tell him again. That's not all right.
Fucking,
I mean, to each his own. Let me rephrase that. To each his own.
I mean, when
I make love or whatever, I want it all night long. I want it until the sun sets. You know, I want it until the sun rises.
But you can't get that every single time. You're not going to get that every single time.
No, I didn't say every single time. Not every single time. But spoil me shit. Spoil me sometime.
Right.
Give me a reason to come back.
Right. It's the same way
75 pumps ain't gonna, I ain't going to come back with no 75 pumps.
And if I give you some head while I'm breaking your dick all up, you're not going to want that no more. So
right.
don't come at me with no little few minutes worth of, I got my, I hope you got yours, and expect for me to just spread my ego for you.
Right. Shit, I want to be like a baby boy. I want to get up and clean the house and cook you dinner.
Exactly.
While I'm recouping, go ahead and do that.
Recouping includes snoring because I don't understand. Okay. I feel like once you start snoring, then I'm going to have to rape you, and I'm still not going to get what I want.
In some cases, a recouping may cause a little snoring. I mean, like I said, me and Father Ty don't normally agree with a lot of things, but shit, I mean, I'll be lying if I sit here and say that shit, hey, so every now and again, that motherfucker might just, goddamn, I need to.
I'm just speaking for me. I can't do 75 pumps. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I ain't going to give you 75 pumps. Now, I'm going to give you more than 75.
Hot water on
but
one.
I'm saying. After I do what I do,
Cass,
I may leave that Lisa Cooper.
Come on, Cass. Come on.
What?
75 pumps, baby. Come on.
That's my man. I mean, like I said, Father Time too.
I ain't never met him, but I like Father Time. But Father Time got life messed up. I'm gonna have to teach Father Time a thing too.
I guarantee you he'll say he did
100 plus.
100 plus?
The way he's talking. You know what I'm saying, Cass? You jumping out down my throat. Shit, the way he's talking, that nigga said when he gets to 72, he going to warn you. It's about over. Okay, I'm going to say that shit. And I'm going to say, what's behind that? Really? Really?
Oh, he's 72 to warm hip, boy. Oh, my goodness gracious, Lord.
And I'm supposed to be satisfied. I'm supposed to be ready.
They know.
They messing with us. They know. They know the business. They know. If you come here with 75 on your mind, then you might as well don't even come over here.
Exactly.
Hold on, man. Now,
he got off the screen. I don't even see him no more.
I didn't say nothing. Like I said, that's strictly him on the 75 pump.
I hear you, baby. I hear you.
Now, the only thing that I'm agreeing with, as far as I'm agreeing with, is like, all right, after we finish, hell, I might fall asleep. Shit, you don't never know. I might have a long day. I might take me a power nap. I mean, you can't get mad at me.
If you know how I am, don't come over here, Ty. Come over here when you fully rejuvenated. I mean, because you know I'm going to want it all. So don't come over here, baby. I had a bad day. I mean, I'm going to relax you, true enough, but I want the whole Angelala.
And you got the whole Angelala.
Come on.
You got the whole enchilada and the cream cheese to go with it.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, don't shortchange me because that's the wrongest thing to do when it comes to sex because I want it all because I know I'm gonna get my all from you.
Whoa, hold on. If you got the bed soaking wet, if the bed is soaking wet, how in the hell did I shortchange you?
Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna keep my mouth closed. I ain't got nothing else to say.
What if I have any?
Long ain't no 15 minutes or 20. I'm talking about give me my top hour, then we'll deal with the rest.
Like I said, if that fucking bed is so
I ain't sure. Whatever, Cass. Whatever. You already know. Don't play.
When y'all get that real good dick, you ain't even gonna need no album.
I still want a long. Don't come give me no 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
I ain't about that. I'm just saying, when you get that real good dick, that one time, it ain't got to be no hour. Go put your ass out.
I ain't gonna say I ain't never got put out. I got put out. I'm gonna miss to it.
Cass, Tama, I'm gonna need you to put me and Janine on a private line when the show is over. We need to exchange phone numbers because I didn't know who you're gonna be. If she don't mind and I don't mind, we like it. You know what I mean? All right. I didn't know who she know. We need to exchange phone numbers.
All I'm saying is that
I'm saying is don't come at me with them little 25 minutes and expect for me to want it again.
Nigga, if I came with you in the 25 minutes, this whole fucking bed is, it looked like a motherfucker then threw a damn bucket of water on it. Don't get to complain.
But it don't. But it don't. The bed don't look like that. Now what? The bed don't look like that. I didn't even break a sweat. Now what?
Girl, I don't know what you got.
Right, I'll say. I've never had that. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't be stuttering.
I thought that said in the garbage.
I'm just saying, Cass, you know what I'm saying? Shit, everybody ain't got it like that. I don't know what your fucking stances are, but there's some people out there that don't have it like that. And so,
right.
You know, that's all I'm saying is there's some people out there that don't necessarily, like I said too, I've had pleasurable sex that did not wind up, you know what I'm saying, with me coming. And I, you know, wanted to go back again because it felt good. So I'm not dogging the brother out just because I didn't necessarily bust a nut. That's because it felt good. If it felt good, that's going to make me want to go back. You know what I'm saying? Because your shit felt great.
Okay, hold on.
You just didn't make it to come status. But that's okay. We try again. We try again again after that.
R-A-D-O.
I don't know about that one.
I hope
well, let me ask the question is, are we wrong if we have sex and it could be the bombing sex, but then you don't make me come, then what?
You said what now?
Never had that experience. I'm just asking a question. After all them 75 talking, if I didn't know something wrong. Why y'all quiet?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Whatever. That is to the point. Okay, let me ask the guys a question.
Go ahead.
All right, so let's just say you're in a situation where she talked the whole good game. You know what I'm saying? She told you she was going to be this, and she told you she was going to be that. And then you got there, and you got inside, and it wasn't, you didn't even get yours off. Do you feel like you gonna call her again? I mean, because I know one of y'all, both of y'all, at least once in your life had some sex that you didn't come off of. I mean, it couldn't just be women. It couldn't be.
No, it's happened to me before.
Because every time a man doesn't necessarily come either. Okay, so is that necessarily a woman that you want to go back to again if you didn't bust your nut?
No, I would try again just to make sure that it wasn't me.
Exactly. So once you find out that second time that it wasn't you, then there's not going to be a third time, right?
In there and then Ernest.
No, not.
Okay, so
hold on. I'm gonna be honest with you. I've never had sex and I did nut. Unless
you don't
it was interrupted.
Your ass is special.
I'm just saying, unless it was interrupted because of, maybe the kids walked in or something. But if we didn't have, if we going the duration, I'm getting mine.
Me and you need to have a personal meeting. So you need to have a personal meeting because you are amazing as it appears, and I would like to find out how amazing. All right. This nigga ain't never not busting nuts. This nigga.
Did you need me to say that a little louder so you can hear her care? So said she need a personal meeting.
Personal
with you.
With you.
Personal.
One on one. Because I'm saying you are immaculate and I just have to know.
You need to show her what you is talking about.
Right.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's happening? Finally got on.
Who is this?
Sam Jack, nigga.
Sam Jack, my dog. What's happening?
What's good? Listen to y'all talk about this 75 pumps, like 75 pumps ain't enough.
What if
you're moving real slow with this 75?
I want to say, if it's a deep, strong 75.
You know what I'm saying? What if he got that stroke with it?
I don't care. Don't come bring me no 75.
I guarantee you, 75 would be all you need.
Okay, if you can stand by your word, and you put me to sleep, that's a bet.
That's a bet. That's how it is. Yeah, well, what you gonna wait for? You gonna wait for 76? You gonna get 75? You gonna be happy?
Sam, that sounds like a challenge.
You already know.
I think somebody just challenged you. Hey, if you give me 75, put me to sleep, you a bad motherfucker. Is he challenging my man Sam Jack?
Right. Huh? I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm listening to, from a man point of view. No, I'm saying he got 75. That's what you working with. He was honest with it from the beginning. You gotta be happy. Oh, so I ain't gonna say
I'm gonna
be 75.
Happy.
Man,
okay.
Hey.
Now hold on. What if a man working with a monster? He working with a monster.
Exactly.
75 may be all you need.
75 all
well,
you need.
Well,
you,
okay.
ain't, you don't want 76.
Okay. Mr. Sam, are you gonna sit there and count while you having sex?
I don't know. When I'm having sex, my mind is all on the pussy. Numbers don't matter. Clouds don't matter. None of that shit. It's just,
that's what I'm talking about. He's talking about he's gonna count.
I'm navigating the whole time. I'm trying to find the center.
All right. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now my man might get up in there. He might get to jugging. He gets 75.
How you know you ain't worth only 75?
Oh, long.
Good
so
question.
That
good
is a
question.
Scenario.
So
and see, that's similar to my question. What if you get up in that thing? You get up in that thing and it ain't all it was cracked up to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, what if it's so good you only get to 36?
All right, now you sound like Cass.
Well, I'm saying that's round one, right?
For who?
In my ring, that's round one.
But that means
so,
we get
after your round one, can you go back right up?
Man, I'm a lion. I'm going right back.
Okay, now, ladies, y'all hear that?
Who is that? Who is that? Ladies, you hear that? Who is that?
That's Peaches.
Oh,
Okay.
I can live with a brief intermission, but if round two takes place tomorrow, then that's really round one all over again. That's not
right.
That's
right.
Not the
exactly.
Same thing.
Well, if I finish at 11:59, yeah, that is tomorrow.
You know what? I'm fucking with you.
That's how we play as role.
Okay. We roll.
I see y'all tired.
He's chilling.
I say everybody. What you say, Miss Dimples?
I say everybody put their money where their mouth is.
Well, shit.
There we go. There we go. There we go.
Everybody want to make bets.
Exactly. All I see is goosebumps.
Oh. I bet I'm ready, Freddy. I bet that motherfucking match.
What?
I said, I'll bet I'm ready. That's what I said.
All right. I stay ready.
Do you need me to say it one more time?
I got your back. We ready.
You made your point perfectly clear.
Okay, all right.
Perfectly clear. It don't mean nothing, but it was perfectly clear.
It don't mean nothing.
That's all it needed to be was clear.
So I'm saying, a challenge means nothing. It means nothing.
Not a challenge then if it don't mean nothing.
Because plenty of motherfuckers go challenging shit, and then all that good shit they be talking, and then that nigga put it on them.
Hey, you know what?
And all that shit got enough.
I'm telling you now, you're going to bite them words. You are going to bite them words.
All I'm saying is if I have energy for round two, then maybe you wasn't as good as you thought you was. That's all I'm saying.
I could dig that, but that's what round two for.
You know what? I'm going to tell you
like
this.
That's round two for.
I got a picture up on SinCityRadio.net, and it says, everybody, all women talk shit until they get hit with the Melvin. You hit him with the Melvin. You hit him with the Melvin, it's over.
It's a wrap.
When I get hit with the Melvin, I will gladly shut my mouth. I promise.
Okay.
And I'm a woman of my word. So if I get hit with the Melvin, I guarantee, I promise you, I'm deadlocked. I'm locked, y'all, like a
I don't know what to tell you, but you might be finished before you get to the dick. So I'm saying you might not get one pump, and it's a knockout.
I have yet to meet.
And that's what we, Jack. That's what Sam. That's what we've been trying to say. Peaches and Liquor Store. They trying to be defiant about the things, but only person Janine. Now Janine already said. It's been time she done went in 10 seconds and she got in looking like a motherfucking puddle. But now these two here, they want to be defiant. Even if they get spread it out like that, they still want to talk shit. We need round two. But then you hit them with someone on the other side.
Be snoring and shit, can't breathe, motherfuckers. Like even had a 4-course meal type shit.
Maybe they are just
unfortunate and have not had the opportunity.
Say that. They go your problem right there.
I did it.
They go your problem right there.
I need to know who she know
because
I'm saying, damn.
Man.
Peaches only know about Peaches, and Peaches will have you on I-70 with a flashlight in the daytime looking for her.
I don't know.
Damn! I know how to get it in,
put it in, and stay in, and keep going, honey.
I hear you talking.
Everybody is different.
I don't know too many.
I'm a woman with actions speak louder than words. So all this talking ain't to me.
I ain't met too many that can keep me around that long anyway, if that's the subject. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's the choices. You know, it could be you, it could be them. I don't know what the choice is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just telling
like
you.
I like to sell on.
I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying?
You,
I don't know too many of them that can keep me around. Because, hey.
Hey,
but it's your choice,
bro.
If you want to be around. It's your choice if you want to be around.
I'm saying we talking about sex right now. After I done my job, challenge over. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm on to the next. After I do my thing.
You got to go home anyway. Shit.
Yeah. Talk about that shit? Yeah, I'm going home.
Hey, I'm
sure going to be on some what you on. What you finna be on?
Hey, Sam, what was that we were talking about earlier?
Hey, hell yeah, what you finna be on?
Hey, what you gonna be on? You finna
exactly.
Come on me on
that's
bed,
my
won't.
Cue. Don't gotta tell me shit.
That's that
you won't
look.
Get no sweat from my pillow. Oh, no sweat from me on your pillow.
It's all right. I don't want none.
That's what's up. So we in agreement.
So
I'm gonna walk out the door with a smile on my face, and I'll lock the door because your ass be sweet.
You ain't gonna lock no door because there's no key.
Well, I'm going out. You can't lock me in.
Well, I'm gonna put it out there.
The door.
I'm gonna put it out there. You put me out. I'm gonna have attitude. You put me out. I got attitude. What the fuck you mean? I gotta leave? I'm just. I'll wait on my second. Hey, Sam, what I tell you, I'm waiting on my second round. God damn it.
Exactly. I need
to
that prequel
next. Me too, nigga. It took too long. Now, carry your ass home. Shit.
I'm waiting on my second round.
Okay, well, son of a bitches, bye-bye.
Hey.
I was waiting on your round two, motherfucker.
Gone on,
shit.
I don't know about the next. My round two don't take that long. Once you walk across your bedroom with the sign in your head, it's a wrap. It's kicking off right then. Heavyweight championship right then.
You know what? To be perfectly honest with you, I'm trying not to have to. I don't want to have to be able to get up. I want to just lay there and be done. That's what I'm looking for.
All right. So why you worried about round two?
Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
Can you give me that? Can you give me that shit where I'm just laying there, face down, ass up for 10 minutes? Can you give me that?
Okay, let me ask something. I just got hit with a question. I got hit with a question. Now, the person just said that. They said that, you know, that because they selfish. They said that they don't believe, they greedy. So they're not going to allow themselves to even come in 10 minutes because that's how greedy they are.
Yeah, I done heard that before.
That's personal.
That's a challenge.
I can't help that. I cannot fucking help that. If that's how my body operates, like I said, if I'm sitting there watching the clock and I'm looking like, oh, well, shit, it's minute number 9, it's not happening. Okay, but that's not how it happens. I can't help that.
No, actually,
that sounds like a challenge.
Actually,
I cannot
believe
she said she ain't getting no, she basically said she ain't getting no good dick. That's all that sounds like to me.
No foreplay, no nothing?
Look, my situation is fucking complicated. Just never mind.
You gotta,
right. You gotta
you gotta understand. She's the pastor's wife. We got a pastor's wife.
Well, they got a problem right there.
Yeah,
you signed up for that shit.
My situation.
She's the pastor's wife.
Not talk about it.
You signed up for it, so you kind of stuck
no,
with that program.
I you are a new caller, aren't you? No, I did not sign up for it. And
when you get married,
me.
You signed up
no,
for it.
No, I didn't. And if you're going to tell him, you got to tell him the whole story. No, I didn't.
You didn't want to be with him, but he just had to be with you. That's you.
I did not know I was marrying a pastor. He did not become a pastor until after we got married. As a matter of fact, the subject never came up until after we got married. Like I said, no, I did not sign up for that shit.
So your views on marriage is that shit is forever?
Why do people associate marriage with not having no sex? I don't get that.
Well, shit, everybody I know that's married be on that shit. Shit. It get rationed out to you.
I'm not gonna say that I don't have sex. I'm not gonna tell that lie.
It just ain't what you want.
There the fuck you go right there.
I'm just trying to gain a little understanding, that's all.
Yeah, well there you have it.
It's not what you want. You invest in your B.O.B. yet?
She already said she won't care. That's what she wants.
Hey! I bet I needed to meet him because he sounds like he's immaculate.
Now, you just said you wanted to rub all them nasty taffies and shit all around his dick. And fuck the shit out of him and have him fuck the shit out of you. That's what I heard.
Yeah, well, okay.
Oh, wow.
You
were listening. You
were
no imagination.
You were fucking around with
Wow.
We have
a what a night.
What a night. Cass, you kind of quiet over there, baby. Where you at?
I'm listening.
He think about them Laffy Taffies.
Say, hey, I can't think about that song. I can't hear that song without smiling now.
Hell yeah!
All right.
Boy, y'all is silly. Look here, we're going to have to get up out of here, man, before they cut us off, man. We went well over time once again. Father Time, where you at, dog?
I'm right here, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Hey, get a roll call, man. I'm stuck over here.
All right, I'm going to start with my man, Sam Jack, you got any last words for us, bro?
Man, keep it pimping.
All right.
See? I like that dick.
Oh, crazy. And always get you some Laffy Taffy.
There you go.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I get.
All right.
That's all.
Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, I had a wonderful time. I have ran out of halls. That's all. I like the strawberry and cherry cans. Just so y'all know, I need the big bag because I use them a lot.
Going to CVS right now. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, it is.
My bad.
I'm on my way to Walgreens.
Miss Peaches, you got any last words?
Yes, I had a great time like always, and I got you four more people, you know, to come on in and join. And like always, I love all of y'all, and just keep it up, and I'll see y'all next week.
That's what's up. Liquor Stove, any last words?
My last words. I enjoy y'all. I always enjoy y'all. Next week, I will be here, but I probably will not be able to talk. But you know I'm going to represent City Radio, baby.
In layman's terms,
hell!
Exactly. That is not what she was about to say.
I will be at work both Tuesday and Wednesday night with y'all asses.
We're going to come up to your liquor store.
Would you please do that? Because I need your Rolodex. I need to holler at you.
I've been blessed my whole life. I don't know. Good dick just falls in my pocket.
Yes, so. All I got to say is my fucking Little Kim and Two Shout, nigga, call me, okay?
Hey, man. GrimCityRadio.net. Let's get this on the track. And Miss Peaches, I see you to put your page up. Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Accept my friend's request. You know, y'all people get on that. Don't accept people's friends' requests. So, hey, tell a friend. Get on that motherfucker. Hey, listen to the Chronicles. Listen to the pranks. We got all type of shit on that. Like I said, we better than Facebook. Let's get this in. Shit, we trying to get this Facebook money.
All right.
That's what's up.
All right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank
You're
everybody
welcome.
For listening. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. We're doing the same thing next week, y'all. Huh? What's she say?
Okay. I don't know. Okay. All right, y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. We catch y'all next week. Peace.